Just getting started here on 3D. ESPN 102.5 The Game. Willie Donick, Derek Mason here with you. Joined in studio by the general manager of Nashville SC, Chris Jones. And Chris, welcome in. Thanks for coming out today.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys. It's a pleasure always.
Now, before we get to the big game that's coming up and all that's going on with the club, we got to get the update. We have our scarf in here for the Nashville Soccer Club. And I saw the film of Braden and Fitz trying out.
Is that what that's called?
For the Nashville Soccer Club. You know, and I think it was a very cleverly edited film. You know, I was really looking for more action to see what kind of skill set we were talking about here. But you saw the whole thing. So was there any kind of talent there?
The sad part is when you create a video like that, it's usually the highlights of the day. And so you saw the finished product, and that's the best we could get out of Fitz.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah. So Braden's actually pretty good. He played, I think, in all through high school or something like that at Brentwood locally. But, that's the best we could do with Fitz.
Okay. Mm. It's like Bernard Pollard was in here last week, Derek, and he said, I don't want to see your highlight film.
Yeah.
I want to see the whole the whole game.
I just want to see the whole thing.
almost everyone looks good in highlights, but
sometimes you have to scrounge for the highlights a little bit. But Chris, tell us about this game, because I want to get into not only what you're going to see on Saturday, but also how it fits in the context of how soccer continues to grow and the projects that we have sort of on the table here on a lot of different levels in this city. But let's start with Saturday. It's like we've got a couple. The NFL goes and plays some games in London every year. Mm-hmm. But not only do we have the equivalent coming over here from the English Premier League, but we're talking about two really good teams that have a big following.
Yeah, I think off air you hit it perfectly, where it's basically if you took some of the more recent big Super Bowl champions like the Patriots and things like that, those are kind of the brands that are coming over right now. They've got big followings, not only just over there in England, but they've got big followings here in the States. And so we're really looking forward to it. Last we checked, it was over 45,000 people already bought tickets. Could be even closer to 50, 55 by now. So it's going to be a big event. It's got a large kind of sports fest that takes place on the south end zone, I believe that is. It starts at 3 o'clock, and it's going to be fun.
I've got some friends coming in from Atlanta for this. How many people do you think from regional cities like Atlanta or Chattanooga or Birmingham? I would think there's a substantial amount of people that will come in for this game to see those teams.
Yes, it's a big draw, not only for Middle Tennessee and the state of Tennessee, but to your point, you got people coming from Ohio, Georgia, Alabama, Florida, because these are fans of these EPL clubs that may not get the chance to ever go across the pond and see these teams play. So they're going to take advantage of the opportunity, and it's great for the city because you have this huge influx of people coming in, and they get to see what we already know about our city, is that it's phenomenal.
No question. And if you will, for people that maybe don't follow what teams these are, the English Premier League, it's interesting to me how in this day and age where you can get all these different channels, including lots of soccer channels, you can actually follow these teams. You can watch pretty much every game they play, correct?
Yeah, the fun stat is in the United States alone this past year, there was 8.5 games per day of soccer shown in the States on TV.
That was one last night.
Yeah, so it's a big one last night. So there's always soccer going on. But so, yeah, exactly. If you want to be or are a fan of one of these clubs, it's very easy nowadays with technology to follow along. And even not even in the EPL, you can go a league down in the Championship and follow some of those clubs as well.
What have been some of the, I guess, because you go to certain markets and you know it's a sports town, and when you go there, it's the sports, hoopla is vibrant.
Right.
In regards to soccer, which cities? I know maybe Atlanta, maybe somewhere in Texas, somewhere, I don't know, you know better than I do, but which cities are the more vibrant cities when it comes to soccer? And we hope that Nashville becomes that. It seems like it will be.
Yeah, absolutely. The two that kind of stand out to me first and foremost are Portland and Seattle.
Okay.
If you get a chance to watch those games or even fly up there and experience one of them, it's amazing, the atmospheres. And to your point, I really think there's a lot of correlations between the way those cities are made up with their population and the way Nashville is. So I really think we can replicate that. If we hit a couple things here, we get the season deposits in, we get the attendance at the USL games up, But those Portland and Seattle are great, great markets for soccer in America.
Mm. Now, do you, when this game this weekend, will a bunch of the guys that are going to play for the Nashville Soccer Club's teams, will they be there? Just in attendance, anyway.
So for the pro team, basically where that works is because of the contractual obligations with the league, we cannot sign players until the season's over with.
Oh, okay.
So it has to do with the old can't tamper and all that kind of fun stuff. So basically we won't have players in market signed on contract until probably around November, December, maybe January. But you'll have, you know, some of our smiling faces out there and all that kind of fun stuff. And yeah, we're more than welcome people to come by to the fest and talk to us and answer any questions they got.
I guess that's the fun part of you know, soccer and watching it grow here in Nashville. You know, like Willie's been here longer than I have, but you know, 5-10 years ago, you would have never thought, you know, soccer would be, you know, the way it is now. And then fast forward, I mean, it's getting to a point, and I think what happens is, and Willie can attest to this too, you know, because of the success of the Predators and how everybody just rallied around them, you know, you can see the same thing happening with the soccer club that will be here in Nashville.
Oh, absolutely. You go back to the 100,000, 150,000 people that were on Broadway watching the game. I think it's safe to say a lot of those people weren't hockey fans. But what was important was their city pride, their civic pride. And so tap into that. Same with soccer. It's very civic-oriented. You'll have your avid fans, for sure. But then you've got the people that want to come along and say, all right, I'm going to try this out. I want to see what this is all about. I love Nashville. I want to see them beat up on Atlanta. I want to see them beat up on Cincinnati, and I'll come out. Then once you're there, you catch the bug. It's really infectious, the songs and the tifo and just the whole camaraderie of it. I didn't play growing up.
Okay.
I mean, I played all the other sports growing up. So it's very easy to catch the bug.
So every team has their little song and their little mantra.
We gotta
find a way to get a song and a mantra.
Oh, especially when they get in Nashville, here.
Exactly.
Right? I mean, we got artists and songwriters just falling by the wayside right here.
Chris Jones is with us, the Nashville SC general manager. Chris, when we see what we're going to see on Saturday, and I have no doubt it's going to be a home run, it's going to be a great atmosphere, how does that affect what you guys are doing?
It actually has a really positive effect. I tell people all the time, it's to use the cliche, it's the pebble in the pond, right? You get people that want to just be a part of the event first and foremost because maybe they have a friend over here that's a soccer fan or whatever, and they just go attend. So they go to the game, and they're like, you know what, this is actually pretty fun. Do we have a local team? Well, yes, we do. We've got Nashville Soccer Club. So then they're like, okay, I'm going to check out Nashville Soccer Club, and I'm going to go to one of those games. I'm going to sign up and become a 1779 club member and get my season tickets. And so it has a ripple effect of getting people introduced to the product and to the atmosphere, and then it just kind of goes out from there. So it has a tremendous effect on what we can accomplish here.
When we come back, we'll get Chris to update what's going on with Nashville SC, because a lot of you have probably heard a lot of things about the MLS, the movement for a new stadium, things like that. We'll try to get an update for Chris for what we can in the next segment as we continue to tell you about Saturday's game. This is going to be big. If you're going to be downtown on Saturday, it's Tottenham versus Manchester City. This is two big teams from the English Premier League coming to our city. It's going to be a great crowd.
Even if you ain't going to be downtown, find a way to get downtown.
Yeah. Well, if you're going to be downtown, just be aware. You're going to see a big event. You're going to be around a big event. So take note. When we come back, more 3D with Chris Jones from Nashville SC here on 102.5 The Game. 3D continues here on 102.5 The Game. Willie Donick and Derek Mason here with you, along with Chris Jones, the general manager of Nashville SC. Big soccer game coming up at DeSantis Stadium on Saturday night. And in the meantime, we continue to build what is Nashville SC. So, Chris, as you mentioned, Derek was asking you about it last segment. You're still laying the groundwork, getting ready to build a roster here shortly. But let's update people on what's going on, because I know soccer fans and people who have already engaged with you, they know everything. They just can't wait for the next chapter here. But let's go a little bit more macro. You guys right now are in the USL. So regardless of what happens with the MLS and a new stadium and things like that, you're preparing for a season in the USL. So tell us about what that level of soccer right now.
Yeah, I mean, the big thing is pro soccer's here. You know, one way or the other, it's here. And it's not going anywhere. So basically the way we're kind of preparing for that is we've got Our head coach is with the use of technology is able to kind of scour the globe and use his existing network where he was at Fulham and in the Arsenal Academy and things like that, and scouting players. But to answer your question, USL basically is the second division of pro soccer in the American pro pyramid. Sits right underneath MLS with a lot of connections with Major League Soccer. You've got roughly 30 teams. Actually, they just announced Fresno was an expansion team in the USL yesterday. So it's a very competitive, one of the largest and fastest growing professional leagues actually in the world, especially in the second division.
And you have teams in this league, even though it is one division down from the MLS, that are drawing really good crowds.
Oh, it's phenomenal. I mean, we talked about a little bit about Cincinnati. You know, they're pulling somewhere between 17,000 and 19,000 people a game. They get to compete in the Open Cup just like we will next year and strap them up against, you know, Chicago Fire, Columbus Crew. The one I like to talk about is I'd love for us to face Atlanta United next year and take them on. we're not scared. We're a pro club just like them. We'll take them on.
So in the meantime, everybody's excited about maybe a potential new stadium. It really does seem like you've got the right backing. The city's behind it. Mm-hmm. You've got leadership in your organization with John Ingram. Everybody seems to be trying to move it forward as quickly as possible, as great as possible. It seems like you got the ear of the MLS. But in the interim, you guys are going to play at least a season, maybe more, right, before a structure is built, correct?
Yes, so we'll start play in March 2018, so just mm-hmm. around the corner.
Yeah.
Doesn't take
not
long.
Far away.
It's going to be here before we know
you
it, right?
Sneeze and March is here.
Yeah, absolutely. and so, you know, it's coming up quick. So basically what we got to do is we've got to get our deposits up. That's a big thing. You hit on the first two. We've got a great city. We've got a great government that's behind us. We've got a world-class owner that's behind us. But we've got to get attendance. We got to mm-hmm. get deposits. We got to get that stuff up because that's the last piece in this puzzle right here. And so we're working really hard to get out into the community and make sure people understand pro soccer's here.
Now, have you gotten an opportunity, which I know you probably have, to talk with other GMs in other cities mm-hmm. on how they, as you talked, how do we get the message out? How do we make sure that when we get this thing going, especially when we get into our permanent stadium, that when we get there, it's full?
Yeah. So what's great is, and there's a lot of different ways to go about mm-hmm. things, and every market is different. But kind of the common denominator is get out in the market, mm-hmm. do face-to-face. You still can do the billboards mm-hmm. and the radio spots and all that kind of great stuff. But you got to get in front of people. Mm-hmm. You got to answer the questions. You got to put a face to the name, because a big portion of our demographic is the millennial demographic. Mm-hmm. And it's big for them, and I joke that I'd like to try to consider myself still part of that, but I'm probably a little too old. But a big part of that is forming that connection and understanding a bigger cause than just it's not just a team. Like, we're here to show the world that Nashville's ready. Mm-hmm. Like, we're gonna surprise some people. And so just getting out into the community as much as possible mm-hmm. and getting in front of people is going to be big for us.
Now, when you became GM of this team, what was one of the things that surprised you? Not just about, maybe not about the team, but about the league and how things are ran.
You know, you think sports, it's just kind of, when you're on the outside looking in, it's just this kind of fun, willy-nilly, mm-hmm. we're just here, we're going to show up, we're going to strap them up and play. It's not. I mean, it's a business, right? I mean, a lot's on the line here, and a lot, you know, is to be said for big organizations like the Titans mm-hmm. and the Predators and what we're going to become. A lot of hard work goes in the background to get to the games. Mm-hmm. You know, I kind of the way I kind of see it, and the way I've talked to other general managers and presidents and things like that, is season's kind of the easy part.
Uh-huh.
It's getting to that point and doing all the hard work to get the players signed, to, you know, to get out in the market and get the sponsors and all that kind of stuff. That's the hard part. Mm-hmm. And so that's the stuff we're working through right now. And so far, so good.
There's not a draft, is it? Is there a draft, or is it just once the season's done for them, then you kind of pick out, you know, try to sign who you're going to try to sign? Or
correct.
Is it more free fall, or no, this is what it is, a structure to it?
So in the USL, it is no draft.
Okay.
To your point. It's just you sign, you know, 1-, 2-, 3-year contracts, whatever, depending on the player and all that kind of stuff. Once that contract's up, You know, you can have a what they call a plus one or mm-hmm. one plus one. So you have the first right to try to make an offer on that player. But by and large, it's kind of, want that contract's up. It's say, I want this guy, I want that guy, I want this guy. And so in talking with Gary Smith, our head coach, we completely trust him with that process. Okay. I mean, this is a guy that won the MLS Cup as head coach of the Colorado Rapids. He knows what he's doing. He's,
exactly.
he's with the Arsenal Academy. He's with Fulham. So we completely trust him with that process and have faith that he's going to put a heck of a team together for Nashville to root on.
So right now, of course, if the ultimate goal for our city is to get one of these expansion franchises for the MLS, that just to clarify for people that have not followed closely, that would be this organization that could move up into that division, correct?
Yeah, Mr. Ingram has bought the Nashville Soccer Club organization. Like, that, this is his team, yes.
So in the meantime, you have to make as good impression as you can, right? And so the attendance that you have this coming season will certainly influence that process, correct? Just like Cincinnati is in the same division, they're vying for one of these expansion franchises, and they've made, as you said, a pretty good impression with what they've done up there, because they're drawing well. They're you know, waving the flag to everybody, saying, look at Cincinnati and look at this attention to soccer here.
Yeah, the probably one of the most important things we can do right now is, to your point, is buy season tickets, show up to the games, show the rest of the world, not just the United States, not just the Southeast, no matter what league it is, that we're here. Mm-hmm. Like, we're going to show up, we're going to play, we're going to take on everybody. But getting those season tickets, that's the key here. You're absolutely right that's one of the most important things we can do right now.
And right now, how do they do that? Are you taking deposits, or are you actually buying season tickets? Tell us about that.
Yeah, the timing is actually perfect, because we've got what we call a premier club pack. Mm-hmm. And so if you go to NashvilleSC.com, you can get on there, and for $65, you get a $17.79 club membership, and I'll explain a little bit what that is, and you get a ticket to the game Saturday.
Oh,
so
wow.
if you break it down, a $17.79 club membership is $50. That means you're getting a ticket to this game for $15. That's nothing. That's very, very affordable. And so what a $17.79 club member is, you get the limited edition scarf. It's got the nice patch. You get access to a lot of fun events, like Kaylee O'Hara, that was one of the U.S. Women's National Team's mm-hmm. best players. She came in town. We did an exclusive meet and greet with her. When the tickets went on sale for the Gold Cup and the ICC, they were our members were some of the first people that had access to purchase tickets. Mm-hmm. But probably the most important thing is you set your place in line. I mean, we're already sitting at 1,300 just deposits. Mm-hmm. You know, those deposits can turn into 3-4 season tickets. But we're already sitting at 1,300 deposits. Time's running out. Like, people need to get in there and get in quick, and that saves your place in line. So, you know, when it comes to you and we're making those calls of, hey, we're ready to sell you your season ticket, you actually have a good choice of where you want to sit.
Hmm. I guess what would be the – is it like football, where some of the best – well, many would consider the best seats right there, 50-yard line, couple rows up. Is that the same way in soccer? Because it moves so much.
No, but it's still the same concept. Okay. Some may say the best seats were sitting next to me, but I'll let that. I digress on that. But no, yes, 50. I would say almost said 50-yard line. You almost got me there. So the midline absolutely is the primo spot for sure. Mm-hmm. And there'll be more details coming out in the next 30 to 45 days of ticket prices and seating and all that kind of fun stuff. And our ticketing group over there is doing a great job getting ready for that.
Now, what has been some of the, because it seems like soccer fans, and I think we discussed this yesterday, soccer fans are some of the craziest fans around. Crazy in a good way.
Especially
over in the States. Crazy in a good way. What is some of the craziest things you've seen from a crowd? Let's just say here in the States.
It gets really bad across the, in Europe and things like that. Mm-hmm. It's interesting, because these groups give each other a hard time, mm-hmm. but I've seen it game in and game out. As soon as the game's over with, they're going and meeting each other, giving each other high fives, saying, man, it was great that y'all did that cheer to make fun of us, and uh-huh. we did this cheer to make fun of you. What's great about this country and soccer supporters mm-hmm. is the most important thing is growing the game, right? Put everything else aside. Mm-hmm. These people want to grow the game. And so you get some funny chants and some things like that. Some chants I can maybe tell you, you know, off air. But they're clever. They're clever. Uh-huh. They'll take a melody that you're very, very familiar with. You'll be like, oh, I didn't see that coming. That's good. That's good. And even when you're on the opposite end of it, you kind of chuckle like, all right, you got me.
So is there anything in particular that Manchester City and Tottenham will do back and forth to each other, their fan bases? Or is it going to be sort of unknown because it's not like all of their fans have come over from those places to watch this game? You're going to get a unique cross-section of teams. But you will have, I'm sure, a lot of fans that know the chants that follow from afar, and they're like, oh, wait, now I get to do these chants.
The fun part that's kind of recently taken place is there's a player by the last name of Walker that just transferred from one club to the other in the last week, 2 weeks. Or whatever.
Oh, boy.
Oh, wow.
So here it is. I mean, really, these exact same teams. So you can imagine if it was Titans and the Colts.
Andrew Luck coming over and playing for
Luck
the Titans.
Andrew Luck came over. Right? I mean, like, that week he came over and you're playing in Nashville or you're playing up in Indianapolis. Let's do that scenario. Oh, you got to think the Colts fans would just drill them, right?
Exactly.
So it's there, you got that added kind of little buzz to this, and so I'm sure the Tottenham fans and the City fans are building up for that for sure.
Before we let you go, let's just go over this one more time with as you guys are trying to build season tickets, the 1779 club, the deposits, all of this. When do you think you'll be in a position to announce, you know, where you're going to play in the interim while we can still discuss long term? You know, the stadium and things like that, a permanent stadium.
Yeah, you know, the goal is within the next 30, 45 days.
Because you got options of where you can play in the interim, correct?
Correct. And so that's the goal. We'd like to get the information out in the next 30, 45 days. as I mentioned earlier, our ticketing group is really getting ramped up for that and getting the specifics ironed out so we can start making the calls and taking even more deposits.
Fantastic. So you guys will be at the stadium on Saturday.
We will. We'll be there in the south end zone, kind of football fiesta area.
All right. So the south end zone. So when people come in, they'll see you.
Closest to the pedestrian bridge.
Closest to the pedestrian bridge. So if you're walking over and you see that, they should come on by and they can sign up right there.
Come say hi. Absolutely.
Outstanding. Chris, thanks a lot for coming in here.
A lot of fun, guys.
I'm really looking forward to Saturday. I think this is going to be a great spectacle.
Yeah.
And hopefully we'll continue to grow soccer in this area, move towards bigger things for this sport. It's happening.
I think it will. I think it will.
Are you rooting for Tottenham or Man City? Chris, who are you rooting for?
You know, when it comes to EPL, I'm more of a Chelsea guy.
A Chelsea guy.
So I'm kind of indifferent.
Yeah, I'm rooting for Man Tottenham.
Man Tottenham, there you go.
You're not taking sides.
So exactly.
We'll have to do a second video with you two guys and compete
against Bray. We'll win. We will win.
I got faith. There may be a little bit more athletic ability in this room.
I got a good left foot. I have no right foot. I got a good left foot.
You played ball back in the day.
I was a punter kicker, but I soccer camps, I went to the Pele soccer camp when I was a kid, but when the New York Cosmos were big.
Right.
In that heyday, there's some pretty good documentaries about that team. Like Pele was playing. Mm-hmm. They went and got some big stars kind of in their latter years. Canalia and Beckenbauer and guys like that. It was a star team.
And you went.
I went to the camps. But for some reason, they couldn't teach me how to kick my right foot.
You didn't get
much.
Your money's worth.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah. But we'll see. Mm-hmm. That could be fun. We will have to try to do that. I'll center it to Derek. Derek can head it in. From the box. I'll play it into the box for you, D-Mace.
Man, whatever. Just tee it up.
Or you could be a goalie. You got good hands. You can.
Yeah.
You can take
I just don't want to stand there. No, I just don't want to move. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
You can play goalie in futsal. You get to move in that.
Okay. Well, there we go.
Okay. This has got potential.
There you go. We'll build it up.
All right. That's Chris Jones from Nashville SC. The big Tottenham match against Man City is at Nissan Stadium Saturday at 5 o'clock. There still are some tickets available, but boy, you better get on it now because it is growing fast. It's going to be a great crowd. Stay tuned. We've got more coming on 3D next.